Dropkin claimed the silver medal in mixed curling today, falling to Sweden in the gold medal match 6-5. Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel told reporters they plan on keeping Will Campbell at left tackle entering the 2026 season. The first-round pick did speak to reporters today and revealed he tore a ligament in his knee in November, but didn't use the injury as an excuse for his play over the second half of the season. The Detroit Tigers are signing soon-to-be 43-year-old pitcher Justin Verlander to a one-year deal. One-time MVP, three-time Cy Young Award winner, spent the first 13 years of his career in Motown. Mets all-star second baseman Francisco Lindor may need surgery to repair a fractured hammock bone in his left wrist. Brandon Ingram to replace Steph Curry at the All-Star game.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, the Cattle Facts Outlook Seminar, held as part of CattleCon 2026 in Nashville, said there are signals showing changes ahead in 2026. The U.S. cattle and beef industry enters the year with strong but volatile market conditions, with tight cattle supplies, record demand, as greater policy and weather uncertainty continue. However, Cattle Facts COO Mike Murphy says producer demographics, high input costs, and policy uncertainty point to a slow and measured expansion phase. A new federal clarification has added momentum to the right to repair debate, with the Environmental Protection Agency confirming that farmers and independent mechanics can temporarily override emissions controls while repairing ag equipment. In guidance issued last week, the EPA said tools and software used to take equipment out of its certified configuration for diagnostics or repairs do not violate the Clean Air Act, as long as emission systems are restored afterward. 40 farm and ag groups launched the Agricultural Coalition for the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, underscoring its vital role as an economic engine for the U.S. farm economy, calling for its renewal with targeted improvements. The group unveiled a new website and kicked off an aggressive ad campaign in the nation's capital. It's designed to promote the benefits afforded the U.S. food and ag sector under the USMCA as the administration approaches the 2026 review.
Ranchers, want to add proven performance to your cattle herd? Quaint Cattle hosts their 14th annual production sale February 17th at 1 o'clock p.m. in Oaks, North Dakota. Selling 90 purebred Simmental and Simangus bulls and 28 bred heifers, backed by GE EPDs and complete data. Quaint genetics consistently exceed breed averages for gain, driving pay weight, longevity, and profitability. View the catalog, videos, and bid online at dvauction.com. Or you can visit quaintbrothers.com. Quaint Cattle, performance you can trust.
Increasing your almond yield can seem like a tough nut to crack, but it doesn't have to be. Protect your crop with Marivon fungicide at Bloom for added resiliency against frost, long-lasting broad-spectrum disease control, and proven yield results. See? That wasn't tough at all. Marivon fungicide, number one at Bloom for all the right reasons. Always read and follow label directions.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Major averages are mixed in afternoon trading, with the Dow hitting an all-time intraday high and on track for its seventh record close of the year. In the meantime, the delayed retail sales data for December was unchanged after an increase was expected. Excluding autos, December sales were also flat. Consumer discretionary, industrials, and tech are among the leading sectors. Bitcoin has fallen back below $70,000 for the second time in 24 hours as cryptocurrencies struggle of late. CVS Health reporting earnings that beat analysts' expectations and keeping its yearly profit guidance unchanged. Its results may soothe investors' concerns about continued turmoil in the health insurance sector. Its stock is down over 1%. And Spotify's quarterly profits blew past Wall Street expectations, and investors are cheering its results with its stock up 18%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
For some time now, a lot of us have been asking, why can't little Willie read or do arithmetic? And the answer is, he isn't being taught to do that. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
The story is told of the new young schoolmaster telling the old-timer about progressive education. He was enthusiastic about how the children were allowed to express themselves, play games, draw pictures, visit with each other, etc. The old boy heard him out and then said, "We had that when I was in school." The young teacher said, "You did?" And he said, "Yep, we called it recess." A few weeks ago, a national magazine carried a one-page story by a lovely young lady, 24 years of age. She titled her story, "Confessions of a Misspent Youth," but don't let that title fool you. She was in no way a juvenile delinquent. She is instead a victim of some of the modern ideas in education that have been around for a couple of decades or so. Her parents were of that era when permissive education seemed to be the wave of the future. At age 4, in 1956, she was enrolled in a small private school which she describes as a school without pain. It specialized in freedom, the freedom not to learn. The idea was to cultivate the innate creativity each child was believed to have. According to this graduate of the educational sandbox, they had different hours for each subject, but they were free to dismiss anything that bored them. School policy forbade them from being bored, miserable, or made to compete with each other. In studying history by recreating its least important elements. In early American history, they made teepees, pounded corn, and ate buffalo meat. Another year, they were maids and knights in armor and drank orange juice from tinfoil goblets. As she says, that was the Middle Ages, but they never found out what the Middle Ages were. There were other examples, copying hieroglyphics on brown wrapping paper without ever knowing what the hieroglyphics stood for. They spent a lot of time being creative because they were told that was the way to be happy. At age 10, they were functionally illiterate. Reading hadn't begun until third grade. I have a set of the old McGuffey readers, back when education was old hat. The first volume is for kindergarten. Sadly, this young lady says that upon graduation, all the happy young children fell down the hill. No matter what high school they went to, they were the underachievers, more handicapped than any underprivileged children. One of her fellow students killed himself after flunking out of the worst high school in New York at age 20. Others have put in time at various mental hospitals. Her own mother was advised to give her psychological tests to find out why she was blocking out information. She wasn't blocking it out. She didn't have any information to begin with. Rejected by all four-year colleges, she finally got a degree by way of a start in junior college. She rejoices that her 8-year-old younger brother was yanked out of the same progressive school when her mother finally saw the light and didn't want him to be like her. Her poignant closing line should be over the door of every teacher's college in America. Quote, "And now I've come to see that the real job of school is to entice the student into the web of knowledge, and then, if he's not enticed, to drag him in. I wish I had been." This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
Protecting what matters on the right choice, AM 1230 KPRL 99.3 FM with Barry Fisher. Advice and information on protecting what matters most in today's world. Brought to you by Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers and their new associate, Heather Bordan, serving the commercial insurance needs of businesses on the Central Coast.
It's Tuesday. It's 1230. The bear is in the building. Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. PWM is the broadcast that helps you become better shoppers and buyers of services and products to protect various aspects of your life, health, and property. We also explore current events, our history, community, institutions, and local treasures that are notable and worth preserving. You two qualify as local treasures, okay?
I'll tell my kids.
Okay? From 1230 to 1, we're going to be visiting with Danelle Nichols, who's the president, and Shelley Gill, who's the vice president of the Paso Robles Republican Women's Federated. We're going to talk about the history and significance of the Paso Robles Republican Women Federated. That's a mouthful. Important PRRWF activities and initiatives in the run-up to the 2026 primaries and general election. And they have a very special March 14th event featuring Steve Hilton, who's a Republican candidate for governor. Shelley and Danelle, welcome to Protecting What Matters.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Your first of many visits, I'm hoping.
I hope to be back.
Okay,
and
good.
I'll bring Danelle, too. She doesn't get to get out of it.
She doesn't get out often, huh? All right. And then from 1 to 2, we have Paul Clark, who's the executive director, and Jesselyn Blank, a membership and social media manager of the San Luis Obispo County Farm Bureau. We're going to be talking about the never-ending saga of the Paso Robles Water Basin, the proposed one-half slow cog sales tax ballot initiative, plus other important issues facing our ag community, and benefits of the Farm Bureau membership and upcoming events. You can call or text with questions at 805-238-5775, 238-KPRL. So the first thing I want to do is I'm going to do a poll, and I hope you guys decide to participate. I want to know who watched Bad Bunny at the Super Bowl, and who switched to the TPUSA All-American halftime show. You can text me, again, 805-238-5775. If you were a Bad Bunny person, then put a number one in. If you were a TPUSA person, you can put a number two in, and if you just engorge yourself at the buffet table, you can put in three, okay? And we'll know what kind of audience we have here. So again, that's our poll for the show. And I also want to mention, I know Kevin mentioned this a couple days, I think the other day, but I'm really sad to report that Steve Frank, who was a regular guest on this show even before me, passed away on Monday, or I guess it was Sunday, he passed away. He was close to 80. He actually worked, he was a relentless conservative voice in politics for decades. And he worked on the first Richard Nixon campaign in 1960. He worked for Ronald Reagan. And of course, he was a big advocate for MAGA. So I'm going to miss having him on the show. He was supposed to be on the first week of January with me, and when he didn't call in to confirm, I had a sneaking suspicion that he wasn't well, and it turned out that was the case. So may he rest in peace, and let's remember him as a good friend of KPRL. All right, so Danelle and Shelley, give us a little bit of background of yourselves. We'll start with Danelle because she's El Presidente. And tell us what got you at. Tell us about yourself. And then tell us how you got active at the Paso Robles Republican Women's Federated.
Well, I moved here just about 3 years ago. I was very active in my previous club, Westlake Village, Republican Women. That's down in the LA area, Westlake, yeah. And did just about every executive board position, would not even get close to being president. That was a heck no. Moved up here, wanted to meet some women that were like-minded, and looked around for a club, went to a couple, and was Paso Robles Republican Women at the time. Don't take this personal, Shelley, because she's wonderful. But Sharon Robinson, mm-hmm. is that right, mm-hmm. was president, and it was so welcoming and open arms, and I just felt at home the minute I walked in. So that's how I became part of the Paso Robles Republican Women, and I happen to live in Paso Robles.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. All right, what about you, Shelley? What got you involved?
Back in probably 2012, when Obama was elected the second time, I decided I can no longer sit on the sidelines. So searched out Republican Women, Paso Robles. I was living in Paso at the time. So I've been involved with them probably since about 2013 or 14, mm-hmm. and sort of worked my way through, you know, kind of in the background. Next thing you know, you're on the board. Next thing you know, you're president and president and president and president. So 4 out of the last 5 years I've been president. So she mentioned, you know, the interim person. So
I always found that when I had to leave to the bathroom, I'd come back with some new role on these volunteer boards.
Oh, yeah. You can't like miss a board meeting because you never know what they're going to vote for you into. Yes. Oh, guess what, Madam President?
There you go.
So
don't scare our new members we have.
No. So Danelle was first VP with me for the last couple of years. I mean, last year for sure. I wasn't sure. So just 1 year?
Yeah. Treasure.
And just what an incredible an addition to the club. So our club has a one-year term for the president. You could have 2 one-year terms back-to-back. And so mine worked out to where Sharon stepped in, and then when she moved, I wasn't even on the board. Next thing I know, I think I left mm-hmm. to go to the bathroom, and you know, oh, you're going to be the president again. So that's how I managed to do 4. So, but she was just amazing, and we worked really well together. And so, as I was terming out, it's like, you know, I'm going to tap her on the shoulder. I think she'd be awesome, and here she is, and she's been awesome.
So it's been 1 month.
It's been 1 month. Does it seem like more?
Oh my gosh, yes. I don't know how Shelley or any past president could do this and have a full-time job. That is amazing.
I did tell her, you know, after your second or third term, it gets really easy, and she just about slapped me.
Well, as long as you're not president for life.
No.
Do you have term limits?
We do. It's a one-year term mm-hmm. as president, but you can be back-to-back, so 2 years. Mm-hmm. But that's just in our bylaws, so that's how. So you got another year.
Yeah. So so let's talk a little bit about the history of the Republican Women's Federated. I was interested to discover that California actually gave women the franchise to vote in 1911, which was before, what was that, the 20th Amendment?
19th?
The 19th.
Was it 19th,
Amendment.
I think? Yeah.
Yeah, it was close.
Somebody?
It was like in 1921, I believe.
Right.
So anyway, but you know, really there's a storied history for the California chapter. And tell us a little bit about that, Shelley, or Danelle.
I know that California just celebrated, California Republican Women Federated last year, celebrated their 100-year anniversary. So they've been around a long time.
1925, yeah. So
to Before the National Federation, I believe, mm-hmm. because that came in 1937, if my notes here are correct. Mm-hmm.
And how are you related to the California chapter and then to the RNC?
Well, we are in what's called Region 5 of the California. So we have, I'm not sure how many regions there are, but our regional director is somebody by the name of Sissy Pace. She just got elected. And so I'm not sure how many regions they've got, but we report to her. She comes around and makes sure the clubs are doing what they need to do. And so then, again, that's part of the California. And then NFRW, National Federation of Republican Women, you know, that's a whole next level. I mean, we get I don't want to say marching orders. It's not really that, but, you know, they kind of lead the way as far as our bylaws and, you know, different things. I mean, they get changed every couple of years. They tweak them here and there. So, yeah.
And Sissy actually lives in Morro Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Their club is Estero.
Yeah, Estero Bay.
Yeah.
And she's wonderful.
She's amazing. Yep.
With her. National and California both have conferences that are amazing. So I am happy to be associated with them. And when you're a member of our organization or any of our sister organizations, you are automatically a member of California and the National. And just as a regular member, I went to Florida to the National Convention several years ago and had the opportunity to listen to Governor DeSantis. His lovely wife spoke, and I'm not remembering the name of the senator. I'm not remembering the name of the senator from Florida. McDonald?
No, Tim? You're thinking it was Tim. Well, there's Tim Scott, but he's South Carolina. I'm thinking you're thinking Scott, but he used to be the governor, I think, too.
Anyway, they were amazing. You have the opportunity to hear some awesome speakers. So,
When you go to convention, we went to convention down in Costa Mesa in October, and that's where we found out our birthdays are one day apart. So we are fellow Scorpios, just FYI.
how cool! So tell me. I mean, so do you have an annual trip to the Capitol here in Sacramento where you lobby? You don't do that here with the group, huh?
No, we haven't. I mean, if they do it, we're aware of it and people can do it, but we haven't really had that.
The state doesn't do that?
We haven't.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I'll reach out to Sissy, get her on it.
Yeah, been going to Washington and Sacramento, and even in a place like Sacramento where you got a lot of Democrats, it's good to get in their face.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So
we're our red and red and proud.
So, what are some of the most recent accomplishments for the local chapter? So you've had a lot of, we have a big event coming up, but you also had, Chad Bianco, is that his first name? He's running for governor, right?
Yep, we brought him to our club, and we did it out just where our normal club setting, and we had over 100 people that showed up.
We were sold out at 110, and every seat was filled. So when we were able to secure a date with Steve Hilton, we said we have to go bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So we're 2/3 sold out of tickets already. So.
That's great. That's great. Well, we're gonna get that sold out.
Yay.
After this show. How's that?
That sounds good to me.
So anyway, let me ask you a question. I know that one of the things that you're really focused on, Danelle, is getting younger women into the group. And I mean, we all know that, young men, Gen Z men, shifted to Trump, even though I think they may be shifting back a little bit, but still.
Don't believe the polls.
Yeah, I know, but still. But what is it with these young women? I mean, when I watch these anti-ICE, the Palestinians, pro-Palestinian things. It's all young women. Not that there aren't men.
I see a lot of older women, I think. It's out there. It's like, are the pickleball courts closed or something? I mean, it's like, what are they doing? Got nothing else to do, right?
I know, especially in the middle of winter in Wisconsin.
Exactly.
So what are you doing locally to get younger women involved in the group? And what are you finding their attitudes are?
What I see, especially up here, as opposed to L.A. Ventura County, where I'm born and raised, there's a lot more conservative young people, both female and male. And what I think we've done recently, and Shelley can expound on this too, because she got us to move. We had a lovely event space with the Quail Run community, which is over 55. But I think some of the younger people were a little hesitant and didn't feel so comfortable going there.
Yeah.
Shelley looked at several other event spaces, and we ended up with Bella Sara.
Well, let's not get to that yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
But I mean, but that just having that's, a new venue, having evening meetings, so kids that are in college or in high school or working.
So how are you getting to these young ladies?
Well, we've got a Facebook page. We have, I think we're working on Instagram. I mean, that is one thing being... I don't use Instagram myself a lot, so we need to have people, we're getting them in. In fact, we did have somebody, I'm not going to name names, but we had somebody come into our club yesterday. She just re-registered from an independent to a Republican. She's a brand new Republican. She's joined our club, and she's definitely, what, late 20s, early 30s?
Have you put her on the board yet?
I have tapped her, not for the board, but to help us with some of our social media.
Social media. Mm-hmm. And we do have an Instagram page. Mm-hmm. I don't do any social media, but I've been trying to cover it.
She's doing a great job.
And learning it on the fly here. So it's really great to have somebody who will step up. Instagram, I'm really dumb at. So we do have a page. I look at it. That's the best I can do.
Are you able to, you know, get some access to Cuesta College up here to at some of their events?
We've reached out, right, Cuesta, and then Pauly. Didn't we reach out to them too? And looking for they used to have a Republican club, but we've worked with the TPUSA local,
right.
So we've had them come to our meetings, and then local high school conservative, and we're trying to get to Templeton also because we are Paso, but Templeton's kind of like part of the family, so. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And we do have the scholarship.
And we do the scholarship.
Oh,
so we make, conservative female students.
And what does that entail?
The process goes through the high school. They've got a very
rigid
requirements, and they have to write an essay. And then we have a committee that goes through and reads all these. And several years ago, when I was president and I had 10 other things going on, you know, I started to, and then reading these essays, I have no idea how our committee can, I mean, to read them to me, I want to give them all because there's so many truly deserving students. But we're giving, is it this year, we're doing $2,000 times three?
Times three is what we said we would do, but now we'll talk about, we don't know what we're going to do for
but
sure.
Yeah,
for
if you're
sure,
a student at Paso, definitely look into it, and if you're a conservative student. So that's,
you're not getting into the Templeton or Atascadero
We're
school?
Working on that. We're working on
we're trying to get a
Atascadero
hold.
Has a club already.
Okay.
Atascadero Republican Women. We're looking to try to get into with, you know, help out Templeton. We don't want them feeling left out.
So a $2,000 scholarship for college and what's required of them? Do they have to like write an essay or do they have to show some activity?
The committee makes that decision, and they look at the overall student. What have they been involved in, and you know, what are their goals, and how can we help them, and you know, how will they?
Right.
And we want them to come back and join us at some point in time. So
absolutely.
Yep.
We have reached out several times to Templeton High School to the Turning Point program, and we're having trouble.
Connecting. We're getting connections somehow.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. Good. Well, in the last minute or so I want of this segment anyway.
Okay.
What I'd like you to talk about is, I mean, the big issues from my perspective that you guys are probably involved with is number one, voter ID legislation, both in California and the national level.
Absolutely.
And so where are you guys at? What are you doing to support that? Getting signatures for the initiatives, are you doing all that kind of stuff?
We've got a phone tree. We have people that actually call and work with our political associate. We can name her name, Linda Becker.
And Corrine Schuster is a new member who stepped up to help Linda, because Linda's inundated with...
Everything else.
The things you sign?
Right. The signatures. Yeah.
Right. So we have those out and about, and at every meeting and everywhere we go, we have the initiatives where we need signatures to get them on the ballot. So we have a committee that's taking care of that, and they're awesome. We're also at the school board meetings. We're getting much more people involved in that.
Paso School Board, yep.
Working with Kenny? Okay.
Yeah, Kenny Ennie, absolutely.
Kenny Ennie, yeah.
Yep.
He's on that. That's important.
So important. We went to the one last month, and it was great. We had half the room was us, and, or, you know, Republican, female, Well, yeah, mostly female. And every time one of those young girls, I can't even imagine being that age and having to stand up at a board meeting to tell them not to, you know, get the boys out.
There you go. All right, folks, I hear the bumper music, so we'll be back in about 2 minutes. We're going to unpack the Steve Hilton event on March 14th, so stand by.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
The counterculture of the 60s is far enough behind us to allow, with the perspective of history, some evaluation and judgment. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural metal roofing and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
We remember the decade of the 60s as a time of riot in our streets and schools. It's easy to lay it all to the war in Vietnam and the struggle for civil rights, but this can't explain the social revolution entirely. The generation gap, don't trust anyone over 30, or the rejection of virtually every custom, tradition, and rule of the adult world. There was rebellion.
What's happening at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles? We asked the mattress specialist, Rich London.
Right now, Gary, everything's on special. Got special prices, phenomenal. And my prices are way better than everybody else. And that's why I'm still in business after 33 years. We've got specials on the bases, on the mattresses, headboards and footboards, you name it, everything's on sale. And it'll continue early through next year as well. Till they raise my prices, I don't raise my prices.
Visit the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs, just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. We're visiting with Donnell Nichols and Shelley Gill of the Paso Robles Republican Women's Federated. Call in with questions or comments, 805-238-5775-238-KPRL. And again, I'm looking at my Bad Bunny versus TPUSA All-American poll, and I've got one vote for Bad Bunny and one vote for TPUSA. So vote. I don't think we have a credible vote here, you guys. So again, text your vote. It's one for Bad Bunny, two for TPUSA, and three for the buffet line. Okay. So, all right. Guys, before we run out of time, I want to make sure that we really unpack. So you've been working really hard on getting Steve Hilton. He's coming on March 14th. Tell us how you got him for starters, because I've done this before and I know how difficult it is.
It was not easy. Started in, I think it was April, late April. Had his campaign people's email addresses, and they would respond. They were good about responding, but I kept saying, I just need dates. Give me any dates, Saturday, Sunday, you know, during the summertime. So it could be outside and be plenty big. They would come back, and we're checking our calendar, and back and forth and back and forth, and, you know, just tenacity.
Okay.
And that was Donnell. Yep. Yeah. Donnell was our first VP. She was the one in charge of getting the speakers, and she's the one that nailed it. So.
So what is the date? So this event is going to be at the Bellacera.
No.
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 No. I thought. Well, okay. No. You told me. I thought you said Bellisera.
Bellisera is where our monthly
meetings.
Okay, forget that, folks. I misinformation.
We'll get back to Bellisera.
Where is Steve Hilton going to be on March 14th?
Steve Hilton is going to be at the Ancient Peaks Barn in Santa Margarita.
Okay.
Formerly known as Oyster Ridge, and we purposely wanted it not in Paso Robles because we wanted the whole
North County,
the whole county to be welcome, to feel like they're not coming onto our territory, or I don't know, you know.
Are the other local chapters helping you out on this?
They're getting the word out.
Yep, they're helping support. Yep,
there's a lot of support, and mm-hmm. we really appreciate it. RP Slow, Atascadero, Estero Bay, mm-hmm. even South Monterey is the King City.
Yep,
they're getting the word out. So. It's a group effort, and we're really proud to be working with all of our sister organizations.
And I think you said you're already about two-thirds sold out?
We can expand. We have to wait and see what the weather's like.
Yeah.
So into March. But right now, we know we can get 150, and we're 98 paid reservations.
Okay.
Also have to be paid reservations. We want to know who's planning on coming.
No tickets at the door. You have to be paid reservation in advance.
And how much time do you expect Steve to be spending at the event? Has he kind of talked about what he's going to be doing and how it's all going to play out?
We have 3 hours, but I think we can plan on him being there a good 2 hours.
That's pretty good. That's good FaceTime.
Hour and a half to 2 hours. So mm-hmm. meet and greet, answer questions, do his, stump speech, tell us where he stands on things. Mm-hmm. And with 110, Chad Bianco spent a couple hours with us, and there were still questions, but he hung out and answered them. So we hope Steve will do the same.
Okay.
And there'll be, for your tickets, we're doing heavy, heavy apps. So, okay. Not a sit-down meal, but, you can sit down and eat your apps. and there will be beer and wine, right? Yep. And, whatever beverages, we'll have water and all of that. But the two drinks, you get two drink tickets with your $75. And this is to head off any other speculation. This is not a fundraiser. We are not fundraising for Mr. Hilton. This is basically what's covering our costs. We're providing a forum for him to come and speak to our North County or to our county. So there will be envelopes, I'm sure, on the table if you'd like to donate. But, we're just bringing him for people to be able to have an opportunity to meet him, meet and greet.
Okay, so this is March. What's the time on this?
March 14th, 1 to 4.
1 to 4. And you want to get there early, I'm thinking.
I'm thinking you can get parking. Absolutely. Because we will be checking at the bottom of the gate. If you've ever been there, there's a gate at the road, and then we'll check to make sure that you're on the list. And then as you drive up, it's about a mile, I want to mm-hmm. say. And then so I would plan on getting there at least no later than quarter till.
Okay, great. One. And I've got my two tickets, so
All right.
And again, I mean, what do you have a program set up, or what's the program going to look like once Steve arrives? Have you figured that one out yet?
I do not have that yet. We have a full committee working on this. It is a lot of work, a lot of organization, and that's. Put that on the list, Shelley.
Writing it down now, Madam President.
Yeah, we need a timeline, and I know that.
Well, it sounds like this might be a good time to make a pitch for membership. Well, first of all, how can people buy tickets?
They buy tickets. They can go online at Paso Robles RWF. That's PasoRoblesRWF.org.
Okay.
If you just Google Paso Robles Republican Women, will come up.
There's a QR code, right? Isn't there a QR code that they can use? Or they can send a check?
No, there's a link. There's a link.
Okay,
there's a link. And it also tells you if you rather mail a check, you can mail a check. And it gives you the P.O. box.
Okay. Go ahead.
As for membership,
and again,
we got a plug for members.
Yeah, and you probably get volunteers and members. You have enough volunteers to help you with the event at this point?
No.
Okay. Well, so and what's your and if they wanted to call you, Danelle, or how could they call you to volunteer?
If you want to volunteer, if you not sure how to get the tickets for sure, you can call me at 805-217-5323.
Oh my goodness, we're at the end of the show. That went fast. All right, listen, Republican Paso Robles Republican Women's Federated, Steve Hilton, March 14th. You want to get your tickets? Shelly and Danelle, thanks for coming in. And don't be strangers, all
no.
right?
Hey.
All right, see how easy?
All right.
All right, you take care, folks. We'll
Thank
be back
you.
On the other side of the break. I'll have a vote update on Bad Bunny versus TPUSA shortly. Thanks.
Join us next Tuesday for Protect What Matters the Most with Barry Fisher. Send your questions and show topic ideas to barry@blazinbear.com. AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com. Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.